A group that wants a public vote on the future of KCI Airport came up almost 600 short of enough signatures to get their measure on the ballot. John Murphy said Friends of KCI hasn't given up yet.
We'll have 10 days to resubmit petitions, and then it will go before the council.
Friends of KCI is concerned that building a new airport terminal might take funding away from infrastructure and basic services. Another group was collecting signatures on a petition asking the state to put a consulting firm's study of the governance of the Kansas City School District on indefinite hold. Jennifer Wolfe is a member of the coalition, which includes the teachers' union and the NAACP.
I feel and see the difference of the last 2 years, and I'm very concerned that we not allow the process that delivered that change run its full course.
Another group called Do the Right Thing for Kids countered with a statement saying that there had not been significant change in academic achievement and that parents and patrons need to reserve judgment until consultants finish their study of the district's problems. Meanwhile, the State Department of Education updated its guidelines for transfers of students who want out from unaccredited districts to adjoining ones. The Kansas City City Council remained divided on the suggestion that the city do away with at-large council districts. Mayor Sly James opposes the change to 12 in-district council seats, but doesn't oppose putting it on a ballot.
Not letting people vote on that issue will simply reinforce in the minds of those who believe that the council has a racial imbalance that will reinforce that in their minds. Let them vote. Let people vote. Let them see what they're going to say.
James said he doubts that voters will change the structure of the council or vote for another proposal, giving the mayor the power to fire the city manager. Kansas City's red light cameras took still another hit from the courts. A Missouri appeals court delivered the third ruling in a little over a month, saying the cameras are unconstitutional. The city council is hoping that the Missouri Supreme Court won't agree with that. Business leaders applauded a bill proposed by Missouri State Senator Ryan Silvey that would end the economic border wars in the Kansas City area. Silvey explained,
"We have a history over here of the two states basically poaching companies from one side of state line to the other, costing each state millions of dollars. But in reality, the jobs haven't really moved. The families pretty well stay where they are. They just take a different path to work, and you spend a bunch of money for a lot of nothing."
The ban on hiring companies across the state line would only apply to metropolitan Kansas City counties, and only if Kansas goes along with it. The big job news in the area was planned new hiring in aircraft maintenance. Aviation Technical Maintenance said it would invest $57 million in the overhaul facility at KCI and hire nearly 600 people. In the world of sports, the unified government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, took the next step toward buying the Community America Ballpark, where the T-Bones play, and just retired Sporting Kansas City captain Jimmy Nielsen was chosen head coach of Oklahoma City's Energy FC. This is KCUR.